Sometimes the most productive thing one can do is sleep. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Wellness Wednesday segment, where we get 8 natural ways to get better sleep. Enjoy.
So now, the situation is that I think we're okay when it comes to actually getting down at night, because a lot of us are having, some of us, busy days.
Some of us can't turn off.
I know for me, I am counting down the days, the hours to bath, book, and bed with the kids so I can just put my head on a pillow. Then around 1, 2 o'clock, bing,
Boing. Yeah.
I'm up. Yeah. What is going on?
Well, first of all, sleeplessness in general is an epidemic. It's a silent epidemic. It actually contributes to a whole host of different health conditions, heart disease, obesity, even diabetes. You know, too much sleeplessness and you've got problems regulating blood sugar. It's an epidemic.
Okay.
But the real issue is sleep architecture and the fact that we're not staying asleep in that happy sleep zone. It's the zone.
What is the zone?
So it starts with, it's kind of like stepwise. You start at the top, step one, you go down to step two, step three, step four. This is the deepest phase of sleep you can be in before you bounce up into step five or REM.
Okay.
Now, this is when you dream, and most people think, oh, I got to dream more because that's the deepest phase of sleep. No, that's the lightest phase. Your happy zone is stage 3 and 4.
Okay.
So what we're talking about today is how you can best stay in that state, sleep 3 and 4 stage for the longest amount of time. Because your body, it's not about the hours you clock on the pillow or the 7 to 8 hours you need. The average person needs 5 of these full stage 1 all the way down to stage 4 and then up to REM.
Mm-hmm.
5 of those. And the average person takes 90 minutes to accomplish one.
Okay.
And so that right there is the issue. And then staying in that sleep zone, it starts off with what we need to do more of.
Do we need to do more of?
We need to make sure that we absolutely keep the right temperature in our home.
It has to be cool.
At night, you have to keep cool. Do you keep your what do you keep it at?
Oh, it's cool. It's like 64, 65.
Wow, that's freezing.
I know.
You're hot-blooded.
Let me tell you something. I was a cold person my whole life, and then I had kids.
Yeah,
and my body temperature shot through the roof. So now I'm just like my bear husband. Like, he's like, good, it's cold in here. We're both like that now.
Predict the future. 10 years from now, you guys are going to be fighting for the covers.
Maybe.
So 68 degrees. That's the average you want to be keeping your home at night.
Yeah.
Most of these smart thermostats, you can do that in advance. Make sure you keep that down low.
Yeah.
Exercise is so important.
Oh, yeah.
Weight bearing, you know all about this. We talked off camera just today about exercise and weight bearing exercise. But don't do it within an hour before you go to bed. Even if you haven't gotten it in the day, make sure you do it the next morning. Because here's the thing, you will create thermal dysregulation. Same way that, you know, the heat in your home has to be low.
Mm-hmm.
If you're too warm at night, you won't get into that deep stage 3 or 4, that happy zone we're talking about.
Okay.
Guys, sleep hygiene is really what we're into here. If you can't keep your room dark, wear one of these. It is so important. So light goes through your eyes into your brain and triggers serotonin, the day hormone.
Right.
What you want to do is maintain melatonin. And we'll talk about some natural ways to do that as well, because melatonin will keep you deeply asleep and in that happy zone.
Okay. And you have to spend a lot of hours in that happy zone rested in the morning.
The majority of your time should be in that happy zone. And that's it. So you can sleep 8 hours, but in that stage 3, or you're bouncing up into stage 2.
Right.
That's not going to feel refreshed. Your cells don't rejuvenate. You're going to age quicker. Again, it's going to contribute to heart disease.
Right.
I have a notebook out here for an important reason. Most of us go to bed with that list in our head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Create that list. It's an important list, the to-do list for the next day.
Yes.
We all have one. And it's a big one normally, right?
Yeah.
Fewer hours to do more things these days. But make that list, put it in your kitchen, it's out of your bedroom. If you were to wake up in the middle of the night, okay, and out of that happy zone, you want to acknowledge immediately. First thought you have is, I've got the list, it's in the kitchen, I'll get to it tomorrow.
Okay.
And then back to sleep you go. Not ruminate what those things are.
Don't get up and add to it.
Yeah, okay. That's not a healthy thing to do.
Got it.
Reduce the caffeine, the alcohol, hot peppers in particular, if you've got regurgitation, all right, or acid reflux, that'll wake you up and keep you awake. That's a horrible. So no eating about an hour before bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair.
About 2 hours before bed, you can have a carbohydrate rich-ish meal, okay, or a snack like a banana, all right, because that will induce tryptophan.
You're
and that's what we want more of, because tryptophan as an amino acid induces melatonin through the serotonin pathway.
Which makes us sleep.
Absolutely. So, so nice herbal remedies and natural remedies you may not have heard about. But first, I think I'd like to do a review of melatonin because this is the most popular one.
Okay? Are people using that properly?
They aren't. Okay. They aren't. Melatonin, first of all, it's not a jet lag remedy. You don't take this before going on a plane. I do a lot of travel. In fact, the irony today may be that I just caught off a red eye. So don't do what I do. Do as I say.
He hasn't slept. Don't worry.
I'm a little sleepless today. Yeah. So melatonin, I hear this all the time in the airport. I'm going to take my melatonin before I get on the plane. I'm like, no, it's not a jet lag remedy. What you want to do is take melatonin, 1 milligram per 50 pounds of body weight.
Okay.
About an hour before your intended sleep time in that time zone. Okay. So for a lot of us who are traveling this time of year, 1 milligram per 50 pounds of body weight before you go to sleep.
An hour before you go to sleep in that time zone.
Right. Don't take it as, so look at the time you want to go to sleep. It's 11 o'clock. You take it at 10 p.m. in that time zone for about 3 days to adjust. Now, liquid forms, those are fast acting.
Okay.
But folks that can't get into that happy zone, look into tablet form that is slow release. Okay. That's important. DHA, this is a type of fish oil extract, omega-3. Studies show that that improves sleep.
Okay.
All right. Theanine. Theanine is an amino acid. Anyone who's got a diagnosis of ADHD, all right, attention deficit, theanine has shown an improvement in sleep, and that is the most recuperative, the most important thing for these individuals. Mm. So theanine, daily, morning and evening, it's not a stimulant, but it acts to increase focus, attention, and alertness, but it'll also induce sleep, which it's out of green tea extract.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.